House Democrat introduces measure to prevent Trump campaign from issuing coronavirus waivers. By Hannah Blow on June 16, 2020. Representative Mark Pocan, DY, co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, introduced a measure to prevent the Trump campaign from requiring rally attendees to acknowledge and agree to a coronavirus disclaimer, shielding the campaign from the risk of lawsuits in the litigious age of the coronavirus. Pocan named his proposal the Refusal to Accept Losses or Liability in Every Situation Act, or Rallies Act, which would effectively ban enforcement of liability waivers for indoor gatherings of 1,000 people or more in localities where the number of COVID-19 cases has been increasing in the preceding 14 days, according to The Hill. The Wisconsin Democrat sharply criticized the president's decision to resume his iconic rallies, which have been paused since March, in a statement, contending that the campaign is endangering thousands of people at an indoor stadium with impunity. As we see cases continue to rise, including over 300 new cases in Tulsa County over the last week alone, this president wants the right to endanger thousands of people at an indoor stadium with impunity, Pocan stated. We refuse to let a candidate for re-election threaten the lives of the people of this country for political gain, he added. The registration page for Trump's upcoming rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, contains a disclaimer, which asks attendees to acknowledge and assume the risk of exposure to the novel coronavirus. It reads, "By clicking register below, you are acknowledging that an inherent risk of exposure to COVID-19 exists in any public place where people are present. By attending the rally, you and any guests voluntarily assume all risks related to exposure to COVID-19 and agree not to hold Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated, Box Center, ASM Global, or any of their affiliates, directors, officers, employees, agents, contractors, or volunteers liable for any illness or injury." Despite that, nearly 1 million people have requested tickets for the comeback event. Health officials, particularly the Tulsa City County Health Department, have expressed concern over the magnitude of the rally, given the fact that cases are on the rise in the area. Trump critics, progressive politicians, and the establishment media have also piled on, criticizing the president's decision to resume his rallies. Yet, those same figures have continued to portray protests across the country, some of which have drawn thousands, in a positive light, failing to condemn or accuse demonstrators of contributing to the spread of the virus. The far-left fake news media, which had no COVID problem with the rioters and looters destroying Democrat-run cities, is trying to COVID-shame us on our big rallies. Won't work, Trump exclaimed. The Trump campaign on Monday announced that temperature checks will be conducted on attendees. Masks and hand sanitizers will be provided as well. Vice President Mike Pence said on Tuesday that the campaign is considering moving the event to another venue due to the overwhelming response. "We've had such an overwhelming response that we're also looking at another venue," Pence told Fox News, adding that the campaign is also looking at outside activities. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, R, also indicated that they are in search of an outside venue. "We're excited we're being recognized as one of the first states to safely and measurably reopen," Stitt said Monday. "I'm looking for a potential other venue that maybe we could move it outside. It's still kind of in the works."